Middle Tennessee State U graduate Spoon Music executive who discovered Taylor Swift for praising AI. By Lucas Nolan on May 20, 2026. Music executive Scott Borchetta, founder of Big Machine Records and the man who discovered Taylor Swift, was roundly booed by college graduates when he praised AI during a commencement address at Middle Tennessee State University. The New York Post reports that the record label CEO delivered his speech on May 10 at the Murphy Athletic Center in Murfreesboro, Tennessee, where he addressed graduates from the Scott Borchetta College of Media and Entertainment, the College of Education, and the College of Business. The College of Media and Entertainment bears his name in recognition of his contributions to the music industry. During his address, Borchetta emphasized the rapid pace of change in the entertainment industry, telling the assembled graduates about the transformative forces reshaping their chosen fields. "We are the agents of change and the agents of next, and this industry will change on you in a heartbeat. It has already changed more in the last 10 years than in the 50 years prior," Borchetta told the crowd inside the 10,000-seat arena. Streaming rewrote the economics. Social media rewrote the discovery model. When Borchetta turned his attention to artificial intelligence, stating AI is rewriting production as we sit here, the crowd responded with a chorus of boos. The music mogul quickly fired back at the disapproving graduates with a confident retort. "Hey, like I said, you can hear me now or pay me later," he said. "Then do something about it. It's a tool, make it work for you." Undeterred by the negative reaction, Borchetta continued to share his perspective on navigating technological disruption in creative industries. He offered specific advice about where graduates should focus their professional development. "Here's a warning: invest in the skill and art of creation and not the platform or the system. Platforms and systems come and go. What is still the most valuable commodity is great content, great storytelling," he said. The Nashville record label founder doubled down on his message about AI, asserting that fundamental creative skills would remain valuable regardless of technological advances. "AI is not going to change that. No matter the platform, content is king. Give it great ideas," he added. "As you step into your next season, know that people who thrive are the people who invested in and trusted their judgment and vision in their own taste, their own instinct. Your judgment cannot be disrupted." Following the AI discussion, Borchetta shifted his speech to reflect on his own career trajectory and philosophy in the music industry. He discussed his approach to discovering and nurturing talent, including his early belief in unknown artists who later achieved significant success. The music executive is perhaps best known for discovering Taylor Swift when she was a teenage artist and overseeing the release of her first 6 studio albums. However, Swift was not mentioned during the introductions for Borchetta at the ceremony. The relationship between Borchetta and Swift became strained after he sold Big Machine Records to Scooter Braun's Control for $330 million, which included the masters to Swift's first albums. The superstar later called Borchetta a fraud over the transaction. Throughout his career, Borchetta's label has represented numerous country music stars, including Tim McGraw, Rascal Flatts, and Florida Georgia Line. He spoke to the graduates about the importance of believing in unproven talent. "Careers are built on someone at some critical moment looking at something unproven and says, 'Yes, I believe in you,'" Borchetta told the graduates. "It's the artist that no one has heard of yet. It's the producer and songwriter fighting for a chance. That is the job, that is my job, still. I always say we really work hard to make it look really easy." The music executive concluded his address by acknowledging the connection between his name and the graduates' degrees. "Many of you graduate today with my name on your degree, and that is truly my honor. Be the next generation. We're counting on you," Borchetta said to resounding applause. Breitbart News recently reported that ex-Google CEO and Democrat mega-donor Eric Schmidt was loudly booed when he brought up AI during a commencement speech, while graduates at the University of Central Florida also booed a commencement speaker who praised AI. As this viral video demonstrates, AI is an increasingly divisive topic, especially for America's youth. Breitbart News social media director Wynton Hall has written his instant bestseller Code Red: "The left, the right, China, and the race to control AI to serve as the definitive guide on how the MAGA movement can create positions on AI that benefit humanity without handing control of our nation to the leftists of Silicon Valley or allowing the Chinese to take over the world. Read more at the New York Post here. Lucas Nolan is a reporter for Breitbart News covering issues of AI, free speech, and online censorship.